T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marijuana legalization is not coming to New Jersey, at least not yet. The bill was pulled at the last minute after it became clear there was just not enough support to get it passed.
WCBS's Steve Burns has been following the story today. Steve, how did this unfold today?
Yeah, Michael and Kevin, we could tell already last week things weren't really going according to plan for Governor Murphy. I was at a news conference 6 days ago where he essentially said he didn't know how this was going to play out. They were burning up the phone lines, talking to lawmakers. So we get to this morning and we now know they only had 17 yes votes when they needed 21. So rather than see the bill get defeated on the floor, they pulled it from the agenda at the last minute.
You heard from Governor Murphy this afternoon as well. What was his reaction?
Yeah, the governor said he was disappointed but not shocked that it ended this way. He said he had some very deep conversations with lawmakers on this and said whatever their concerns are out there, they'll work to address them so this bill can come back for a vote ASAP. We also heard from the Senate President, Steve Sweeney. I thought it was pretty interesting how he characterized this whole process here. He said it was kind of like playing whack-a-mole, trying to gather the votes. One day he'd have 20, the next 16, and then 17. He said they learned a lot through this process and they'll be better for it when they try again.
So when do they try again? What's the next step here?
Yeah, that's the big question. We don't know when they'll try again. Sweeney was asked that question, and he didn't give an entirely clear answer. He just said as soon as he knows he has 21 votes, then he will bring it back onto the floor. But that was kind of the unequivocal message from Sweeney, from Governor Murphy, that they are not giving up on this, that this remains a big issue for them, and they will try to iron out whatever problems are still out there on this.
The governor, legislative leaders, it seems that it's one majority polling. Why is this so hard to sell?
Yeah, I think it's really kind of a combination of factors. This was really a big, you know, sprawling piece of legislation that went way further than most other states that have done anything similar to this. It essentially created regulations for an entirely new industry dealing with things like licenses, taxes, expungements, all these different things that just on their own would have been tricky to deal with and get consensus on, but then put them all together and then this bill may have just become too much to digest for a lot of lawmakers. And I think you also have to look at Governor Murphy's political capital. A lot of trend observers have noted that Governor Murphy doesn't seem to really have developed the same kind of relationships with lawmakers that a lot of his predecessors did. And so lawmakers may be less likely to fall in line on one of his top priorities.
That's our Steve Burns on the news line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.